Last month, Spokane Arts announced the most recent round of winners of the Spokane Arts Grant Award. SAGA Awards, as they're called, give individuals or organizations up to $10,000 to fund a project or cover operations costs. One of this round's recipients is the Spokane Youth Ballet, led by artistic director Naomi Hanvey.
The first thing I thought of was, well, let's do some school shows. And the ballet that came to my mind immediately was Peter and the Wolf. It's great for teaching kids about music because the instruments are introduced to the audience as each instrument represents a character. And it's just a really fun story. It's just a happy adventure. It's very funny. And I thought this is something that would really resonate with a young audience. We should do this.
During a classroom performance, students learn about the distinctive musical themes in Peter and the Wolf and their corresponding choreography in the ballet.
We started off by talking about movement and different types of movement we use in dance, and to encourage kids to come up with their own movement for how would you represent a duck? How would you show that you are a strong, brave boy who is not afraid of wolves?
Apart from introducing elementary students to the instruments in an orchestra and the basics of choreography, Hanvey says arts education can have wide-ranging effects.
We think about education as needing to be focused on career readiness or college readiness, and that's true. Those are really important things, but I think we sometimes lose sight of education as developing the whole person. And part of what makes us human is our creativity and our ability to create beautiful or funny or sometimes scary or horrifying works of art that speak to our human experience. And I think giving kids the gift of the arts gives them that outlet and gives them, especially with dance, gives them a language to express their feelings in. Maybe they can't say how they're feeling, but maybe they can do something physical to express what they feel or to emote in a different way.
In addition to their educational performances in schools, the SAGA funding will allow the Spokane Youth Ballet to stage a professional-level performance of Peter and the Wolf at the Bing Crosby Theater on Saturday, January 11th. For Naomi Hanvey and the other directors behind SYB, performances at this level are core to their mission.
The purpose of SYB is to give dancers in Spokane more performance opportunities, a professional dance experience, but it's also to give the community of Spokane something resembling a professional ballet experience. Years and years ago, there was a professional ballet company in Spokane that has since folded. Several years after that, there was another attempt to create a professional ballet company, Ballet Spokane, that lasted for just a few years and it also folded. We just don't have a draw for professional dancers or for professional dance performances in Spokane. And so SYB is that.
One of the most engaging elements of a ballet like Peter and the Wolf for both the audience and the dancers is the animal-themed costumes.
This was a lot of fun to costume, and we got really lucky. The dance instructor for Deer Park's Homelink Group has done Peter and the Wolf in the past, and so she lent us several costumes from her school's production. So our duck and our bird are attired in these wonderfully fluffy bird coats. I've got my wolf in a nice little fur dress, and our cat is in a nice unitard with a cute little white pinafore, so she looks very prissy and fastidious. It was just a lot of fun to kind of come up with things that are animal-like, but also can be moved in.
As Naomi and I were wrapping up our interview, the student performers from Spokane Youth Ballet returned from their lunch break to resume rehearsal of Peter and the Wolf. The dancers took their places, and that familiar music filled the room. Tickets for Spokane Youth Ballet's performance of Peter and the Wolf on Saturday, January 11th at the Bing Crosby Theater are now on sale through Tickets West. And SYB is open to any teachers or schools who are interested in a classroom visit. For more information, email SpokaneYouthBallet@gmail.com. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.